Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 17th of December, and I'm recording at 10:50 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in warm London. Okay, now, well, looking at these markets, you know, it's tough out there. I don't know if you've discovered that as well here recently, but definitely some choppy activity. Now, let me start, though, first, as I usually do, looking at these Asia-Pacific stock markets. They did extremely well following their earlier rallies this week and also the rally that we saw on Wall Street on Wednesday. And we had some good gains. Japan, again, up 1.6% on the Nikkei. Very strong. And here's a nice eyebrow raiser. Shanghai Composite up 1.81%. That's a good gain. And we had solid performances by the Hang Seng Index and also the China Enterprise Index in particular, up 1.34%. Now, also, Taiwan, very strong, over 1.5% higher. India, I'm running ahead of myself. Australia, nearly up 1.5%. So that's having a good week, and about time, too. The Indian Sensex Index up 1.21. It's had a very good four-day rally in here so far. And Indonesia showing, well, they're all strong. Malaysia, 1.37. Indonesia, 1.62. All in the plus column. And we move on to, if I can get my screens lined up here, we move on to the European markets, and more strength here with the German DAX leading the way up 2.57%. And other big gains, they're all plus in the plus column, but among the biggest gains, Netherlands, well over 1% higher, the Italian market, the Spanish market, all well over 1% higher, as is the CAC 40, that's France, and the Euro Stoxx 50. UK a little bit more subdued, up two-thirds of a percentage of a percentage point. Okay, now it starts to change, because Wall Street was up very early on and then moved steadily lower. And it also closed right down at its lows on the day. And the Dow down 1.43%, the S&P 1.5%, NASDAQ comp 1.35%. So what went on here? And just before I answer that, discuss that with you, Canada down as well, nearly 1.2%. Slightly firmer in Mexico and Brazil. Okay, so what went wrong? Well, the first thing is that the dollar staged a big rally in here, and that came a bit out of the blue, at least as far as my expectations were concerned, because it had been under a bit of pressure. And it looked like obviously the rates have gone up, and the fear was that U.S. interest rates, that is, the fear was that with U.S. interest rates going up, could that actually kite the U.S. dollar? But I think the Fed moved fairly adeptly before the rate hike, and, a couple of times before the rate hike to push the dollar down. Push that dollar index down. But so where is it right now? Just over 99, and it was up to just over 99.25 at the high on the day. So that's a big gain, more than well over a full point here. Gives it an upward dynamic, and again within reach. Another day like today, and it'll be testing its testing its highs for the year. So that's a concern, and that hit Wall Street hard, because people start worrying about the profits that they're actually going to be seeing. And it hit other markets as well. One that it did not, one that it did not hit were the government bond markets. The yield dropped back down to 2.2. And the VIX index, that moved up over a point to 18.994. So a little bit of anxiety coming back into the market. Now, the big selling, though, occurred really in the in the commodity markets here. Crude oil, the Brent is at $69.95 as I speak, and the WTI has slipped down to a close at $34.95. Now, precious metals were hit hard. Well, all metals were hit hard. And annoyingly, Bloomberg's just changed my screen here, so I'm not going to be able to give you the exact... Well, I can give you the exact levels of where they're trading right now, but not where they were. But big sell-off here in the precious metals. And they'd had... good early part of the week, as you may recall. But okay, palladium, that is down to 557 and change. And the silver market is down to 1370. Remember, that was up at 14, over 1440 at one stage yesterday. So big hit to the downside here today on that firmer dollar. Much bigger percentage move, of course, occurring in these precious metals. Platinum down sharply to 844 and change, and gold bullion down to 1052 and a quarter. 1052. So a little bit of a bloodbath in the precious metals here today, and same was true really for the industrial metals. Less spectacular in the decline. So U.S. copper down to 204.35. Now, did anything go up? Well, yes, we had white sugar higher by 4.7 cents. We had soybeans, corn, they were higher. Wheat, just a fraction higher. Rough rice was higher in here today. So the agricultural commodities clearly did somewhat better. But the weakness of the precious metals and also the weakness of the industrial metals and crude oil, that really knocked that CCI index, that's the cumulative commodity or continuous commodity index, dropped it down sharply in here today. Again, it's oversold. A lot of these commodities look cheap, but they are certainly not demonstrating liftoff beyond more of a day or two of short covering before they get battered once again. So looks like we're going to get some choppy two-way activity here overall. I do maintain, though, that we are in a trough area down here for these commodities. And the obvious reason for that is because for a lot of producers, it does not pay much to go on producing these resources. They're better off keeping them in the ground temporarily, although they need to earn some revenue to pay salaries and so on. But supply is dropping and demand is increasing. and that'll take a while to, it's not a massive drop in supply or a massive increase in demand. Supply is the key variable, always. We need to see more supply cutbacks, but that demand will continue to increase, and it'll go on increasing throughout the at least the early stages of that next recovery move, which I do expect next year. The guess is whether it comes earlier or later in the year. It's going to be a needs must situation. I think it might come in the first half, but you know, I'm almost metaphorically speaking, my fingers crossed when I say that, but we will see. But it will, I think, definitely happen. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.